With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Senators releasing a highly anticipated bill pairing border enforcement policy with wartime aid for Ukraine and Israel.
A divided Congress is torn between tightening border security, funding Israel, Ukraine, and other allies, and blocking a bipartisan bill as requested by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. The House Speaker Mike Johnson on NBC's Meet the Press says they have their own bill.
We would resolve the broken asylum system and the broken parole system. We would reinstitute Remain in Mexico.
The Senate bill would authorize the funding that President Biden is seeking to provide wartime aid to Ukraine. A test vote could come this week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Heavy rain and 80-mile-per-hour winds blasting parts of California.
With this storm and how it's deepening coming into the West Coast and how it's strengthening, we're really seeing those winds almost up to hurricane force off of our coastal waters, particularly the Big Sur coast. So that's kind of a first for us over the waters, having winds that strong.
National Weather Service meteorologist Dalton Berenger. Also at SRNnews.com, Texas Governor Greg Abbott returning to the Eagle Pass border, highlighting his attempts to curb illegal crossings on the border. He was joined earlier today by more than a dozen other GOP governors, all of whom cheered his showdown with the Biden administration over the immigration enforcement. Four people have died this year in snowslides in Wyoming, Colorado, Idaho, and California. Despite the growing risk, the U.S. avalanche death rate has stayed relatively constant. Dozens of fires still burning in Chile. At least 99 people have been killed. More than 1,000 homes destroyed. This is SRN News. Well, Americans are worried. They tell pollsters of a growing sense of unease about the country's future, and many fear 2024 will be the breaking point. But Greg Laurie, the popular pastor and evangelist, has a different perspective.
I'm not worried about it because I know God is in control. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And so I walk into this year with confidence.
And he says no matter how bad it gets, those who put their faith in Christ can have peace of mind.
The Bible says when you see these things begin to happen, that is, things that are often frightening and seem unstable, we should look up because our redemption is drawing near. The Bible doesn't say when you see these things begin to happen, freak out. So I would say don't be afraid. Look to God. Trust in Him. He's in control. Nothing is catching him by surprise.
And this is SRN News. New polling in the California U.S. Senate race.
The latest poll shows Congressman Adam Schiff in the lead. The California Elections and Policy poll showed the Burbank Democrat with 25% support. Democrat Congresswoman Katie Porter is tied with Republican Steve Garvey. Democrat Representative Barbara Lee sits at 7%. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Deadly gas explosion in Nairobi. BBC correspondent Will Ross.
William Ruto said the corrupt government officials who allowed the gas facility to operate in a residential area of Nairobi must be sacked and prosecuted. This was the first time the Kenyan president had spoken publicly about the explosion and fire. The country's environmental agency has now admitted that a permit was issued for the facility. It says four officials have been suspended pending investigations. It's fortunate the explosion didn't happen in the daytime because the loss of life would have been far worse.
More details at srnnews.com.